Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of Revelation chapter 14. And I saw, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written upon their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four animals and the elders, and no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000 who had been bought from the earth. These are they who were not polluted with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were bought from men, the first fruits to God and the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are spotless before the throne of God. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in a portion of the work Apocalypse Explained, passage 157. Songs are mentioned in many passages of the word, especially in the Psalms. And they signify confession and glorification of God by singing. And where it is said a new song in Revelation, confession and glorification of the Lord is signified. For this song is called new, for the reason that in the churches before the Lord's coming, Yahuwah was praised in songs. And after the Lord had come into the world and had manifested himself, he too was praised in songs. While now, in the church that is hereafter to be established, which is meant by the New Jerusalem, the Lord alone will be praised. But as it was the same Lord in the ancient churches, although praised under the name Yahuwah, who is now called the Lord, and as thus the song respecting him regarded in itself is not new, so it is said to be, as it were, a new song. Here, therefore, it is called new, because it is for the new church, which is hereafter to be established by the Lord. And our last reading this morning is from the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 4215. Gladness of heart and joy of mind produce singing and joyful shouting. Because such external acts correspond, they are signs of things internal. And in them as signs, there is an internal form from which they take their quality. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.